Hi, it's Dwyer. Gamblersadvisory.com, DwyerVIP.com, both free sites. Today is November the 19th, 2017. But first, remember, the opinion you should follow should be your own. Just consider this video to be a second opinion from a complete stranger online. Let me just say, there's a fight that I have my eye on. I don't understand the odds. And it's the middleweight title fight between Billy Joe Saunders, unbeaten, and David Lemieux. Right? The fight is taking place in Canada. I like the upset here. I like David Lemieux to win the middleweight title. Right now, you're getting him, folks, at even money. Understand, I haven't been impressed with Billy Joe Saunders for some time, right? I thought he looked marvelous the first half of his fight against Chris Eubank. Then we get to the second half of the fight, and Saunders, to me, looked like he didn't have great stamina. Well, the pattern repeated itself against Artur Akhovov, right? Where Saunders just didn't look like he was taking care of himself. In other words, this guy is not a Vladimir Klitschko type fighter, and an Evander Holyfield type fighter, where the guy is always in shape, right? Floyd Mayweather. You know the type I'm talking about. Now, this guy looks like he knows his way around a buffet when he's not fighting, right? And understand, for him, that's perilous because his game depends on his reflexes and his ability to lean away from punches. Understand, Saunders frequently will drop his hands. He's really banking on you not bum rushing him, and if you do bum rush him, he's banking on being able to lean away and roll away from punches, right? Real subtle game. Now that works when you're Vitaly Klitschko, a guy who has a big punch and a guy who was always in shape. That doesn't work when you have to take rounds off and when you don't have great stamina. That also doesn't work against a David Lemieux, who is one of boxing's hardest punchers, pound for pound, and who's going to run red lights. Understand, running red lights, and by that I mean some guy is feinting, you know, a jab or a hook, and you just ignore him, and you just dive in the ocean. Start throwing punches, right? Think Aaron Pryor. Well, running red lights is actually a unique skill, right? Because it puts a boxer with a construct, like Billy Joe Saunders, on notice that you're not buying the construct. Saunders is actually going to have to fight this fight. Now, let me just say, Lemieux has had problems against guys with punches, right? He lost to Golovkin, right? Jumps in, Golovkin has a good jab. Lemieux isn't blessed with great hand speed, right? Lemieux is pretty predictable. You know it's all about his front foot, right? He looks like he's, you know, an imitation of Mike Tyson, only without the great bobbing and weaving that was a hallmark of Tyson's game when he was in his prime, right? But wow, here he gets a middleweight champ who isn't the athlete he is, who doesn't hit as hard as Golovkin or Marco Antonio Rubio, who both beat Lemieux, right? Let me just say, Lemieux is a guy who, when he's right, he's going to push the issue. Curtis Stevens has a punch, right? Curtis Stevens got knocked out by Lemieux. That's Lemieux coming into the pocket repeatedly against Curtis Stevens. Now, I agree. Saunders knows exactly where Lemieux is going to be. But let me just say, Lemieux hits a hell of a lot harder than Willie Monroe. Look at the last few fights Saunders has had. Most of them have gone the distance. For Saunders to win this fight, he has to thread the needle against a better athlete. In other words, he has to outbox Lemieux in such a way that we value the boxing skill over Lemieux's superior punching power and aggression. I don't think that's going to happen. I would not be surprised if Billy Joe Saunders doesn't get stopped in this fight. Let me just say, too, Saunders, on my scorecard, beat Andy Lee. But weren't the scores a bit too close for a fight in which Andy Lee hits the canvas twice? Take a look at the scorecards for the Chris Eubank fight. Saunders dominates the first half of the bout. Right? Eubank looks like an amateur. But yet one of the judges gives the fight to Eubank. Why? Because Saunders isn't a guy who completely dominates. He's a guy who edges you in rounds. Do you really think against a Mike Tyson type fighter, he's going to be able to do that? So I like Lemieux here. I think you're getting spectacular value. You mean I get the heavier puncher and I get him in Canada against a guy who's been running out of gas in fights, who seems to be going the distance almost every fight of late, right? And who doesn't have the punch to give Lemieux a problem. Let me say this too. Lemieux lost to Alcim. I'll say this, that fight was too close after Lemieux lost to Marco Antonio Rubio, right? I think we all understand that when you're in a car crash, the next time you're in the car behind the wheel, you might be a little bit jumpy, right? You know, you'll be driving, you'll say, man, am I going too fast? And you look at the speedometer and you're going 20 miles an hour, right? Lemieux lost to Alcim. I'm giving him a pass on that one. He had Marco Antonio Rubio under severe stress. It's only because Rubio was a guy who had been around, who had fought Kelly Pavlik, that Rubio was able to survive the hailstorm early, right? That's a Lemieux fight early. And then come back and take out Lemieux, right? Understand, Billy Joe Saunders' best rounds in recent fights typically have been the early rounds. If David Lemieux comes out and starts fast, think Mike Tyson, right? If he starts fast, are you sure Billy Joe Saunders is going to be able to come back in the second half of the fight when he's usually wilting? I don't. I like the upset here. I'll be the casino's Huckleberry on this one. I like David Lemieux in Canada against Billy Joe Saunders. Let me go one step further. I want people to look hard at the middleweight division, right? Let me name two guys right now who Lemieux would place at risk. Danny Jacobs, excellent boxer puncher. Right? Jacobs has outsized punching power. No question about it. But I guarantee you, right? I literally guarantee you that Lemieux would be more aggressive against Jacobs than Luis Arias just was. Right? Lemieux would come in thinking, I'm going to test Jacobs' chin. How comfortable are you with Jacobs' chin? Wasn't he completely finished against Pirog? I mean, completely finished. Let me also say, too, again, middleweight, right? Jermall Charlo is new to the division. He's just come up from 154. Understand, Charlo's game is to overwhelm you, right? He uses some length and he's clever, But understand, he's trying to land punches. He's not trying to win fights by decision. Right? In a shootout with a more proven middleweight, someone who's been at the division a longer period of time, are you confident that unbeaten Charlo beats David Lemieux? Right? I think Lemieux is extremely dangerous. I'll even go further. I know Bob Arum has criticized David Lemieux. Right? Lemieux is kind of obvious in what he's doing. Right? He's coming forward. Again, not great hand speed. He's loading up on punches. He's a bit of a mid-range to short-range hooker. Okay, you know what he's doing. Against Gilberto Ramirez, the champ at 168, who's throwing a jab who guys have a problem with his length, are you confident that Ramirez will be able to stick that jab out for 12 rounds against a Lemieux who's going to be hunting him for 12 rounds? Right? Let me close by saying this. I know here on this site, I'm biased toward great counterpunchers. I know fighters with fastballs, guys who are looking to win by KO, right? We'll call them hunters. Guys like Deontay Wilder, guys like David Lemieux. I know I always point out the deficiencies with the guys, right? Lemieux is not defensively blessed, folks. He's going to get hit with some shots. No question about it. Right? But understand, fastball pitchers do have some advantages. Against a guy like Billy Joe Saunders, you remember the beginning of the Andy Lee fight? Andy Lee and Billy Joe are looking at each other. Both guys are afraid to throw punches. They're just standing there. Right? Not a lot of punches thrown by either guy early in that fight. A fastball pitcher sees the world differently. A hunter, right? A home run hitter in boxing. A guy looking for a KO. I'm just telling you, if David Lemieux was in the ring with Billy Joe Saunders, he's not going to spend a lot of time standing there, not throwing punches, trying to read his opponent. Right? The calculus is different. Right? Hunters think in terms of, my punch is bigger than his punch. My strength is stronger than his strength. If I come inside and we trade punches, I'm going to win the exchange. Why don't I do that exchange after exchange? Right? In baseball, guys who can throw some big time heat, if you throw 100 odd miles an hour, right? A lot of these relief pitchers will come in. You know Kenley Jensen is going to throw it right down the middle of the plate. You know that, don't you? You know, the argument is, look, my best beats your best. Right? Hunters aren't going to think in terms of, hey, you know, what if you parry my best and you make me look one-dimensional and stuff like that. They don't care. As Mike Tyson famously put it, everyone has a plan until they get hit in the mouth. I expect David Lemieux to hit Billy Joe Saunders in the mouth. Right? Some of the punches that Saunders got hit with against Akhavov, for example, if he gets hit with those same punches by David Lemieux, he's going to end up like Curtis Stevens did against David Lemieux. The fact that the fight is in Canada makes the Lemieux side even stronger. I like David Lemieux here, right, to beat Billy Joe Saunders. If you have to hedge, just hedge that the fight goes the distance, right? Because in my opinion, Saunders' only chance against David Lemieux, who's now older than he was against Marco Antonio Rubio. I believe Saunders' only chance is to win a decision, right? Good luck winning a decision against a harder punching guy who's going to be more aggressive in that harder punching guy's backyard. I like Lemieux here to pull the upset. I'll hedge the play with the fight going the distance. That's how I see it. Let me hear from you. I hope you leave your comments in the comment section to this video. Thanks for stopping by.